Rhoda Williams, played by Britt Marling, looks as if she may be departing this planet for another, like Ethan Hawke's character in Gattaca, has his heart set on rocketing to the Saturnian moon Titan. But the planet Rhoda may go to is in the neighborhood, so to speak. It's the one you can see from where she lives in New Haven. There, all blue up in the sky, looking a lot like that compelling shot of Earth taken from our only moon. You remember, like the one CBS used when real news was the only kind American television reported? That's right, Earth. But this is the doppelganger of Earth. It's been out of sight behind the sun all these billions of years, but just the other day somehow orbited around to our side. Then it moved nearer to us than you might think, or really could, due to the scientifically proven gravitational forces of two such planets so close. Yes, a celestial buddy look-alike in tow with the Earth we all know, and some of us love. Another Earth is the first feature of Mike Cahill. Mr. Cahill and Ms. Marling, the leading lady, wrote the script. I hear that Another Earth story lies at the edge of quantum physics, you know, that multiverse theory that posits our universe could be many universes that exist in interpenetrating dimensions. The promotion notes for Another Earth go on to indicate that although it can neither be scientifically confirmed nor denied that parallel universes exist, such concepts have given rise to The Wizard of Oz, Back to the Future, and Star Trek, not to mention other scenarios of reality professed by some people who shout a lot on talk television and radio. What gets at you watching Another Earth is at the moment Earth 1, that's us, and Earth 2, that's the new one, break their synchronicity, all sameness of the two planets and their inhabitants is separated as it relates to what may or may not happen to them in the future. This is a truly heavy plot point. And at that split second, just before the planets lose their synchronicity, is when Rhoda, looking up at the new Earth in the night sky while steering her speeding vehicle down a darkened freeway, crashes into another car with a father, mother, and their children in it. It's Rhoda's fault, and it isn't pretty. For her negligence, Rhoda spends the next 4 years in the joint. But doing the time doesn't assuage her guilt. So she can't become an astrophysicist schooling at MIT. That's probably why the script punishes her instead, letting her make a living after jail time by cleaning the hallways, classrooms, and toilets of a local middle school. This is when the story sort of kicks in. After getting her job at the middle school, Rhoda seeks and finds the father, played by William Mathiber, who has been in the car crash. He'd survived. She asks to clean his house without telling him she was the person who was driving the other car. They fall in love, and she wins the worldwide writing contest that wins her a free ticket to Earth 2. Sort of like in Gattaca. Contest participants were required to write an essay about why they want to go to Earth 2. I don't want to say more, because despite the near ridiculous synopsis you've just heard, Another Earth does have a provocative ending, one that does make you think about another you, just like you, on a doppelganger Earth in a multiverse. But even more importantly, Another Earth's big finish connects the provocative reflecting with an act of grace through redemption, of which a whole lot more is needed on this Earth and any other that might linger, waiting to surprise us from behind the glare of the sun. The guy with this voice now seeks to avoid making a glaring error as he reminds you to be sure to check out the myriad film reviews he's written. They're waiting for you online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the really cosmic film site for all space-time, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the crater.